Zok de Heilige Mishnah Vayit, Masechta Shviyas, Perik Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Okay, so we have to sort out what we learned in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, you taught me that Eretz Yisrael is divided into three. Okay. You said, Shalosh Eretzes Labir. There are three lands, the Gal up north, Eivor Yarden, which according to Moshe, this means the west of the Yarden, the center of Eretz Yisrael, and Yehuda toward the south. Okay. But then you should know that each of the three is divided into another three, the mountains and the flatlands and the valleys. Wait a second. So it's not three, it's nine. So for the Mishnah of Olama Omru Shalosh Eretzes, why are you saying that there are three lands? If each one is divided into three, so you have a total of nine, not three. So obviously you're teaching me a halacha that something is divided into three. So I want to know what that halacha is. Let me understand this. And for the Mishnah, this is exactly what we're trying to say. There are different ways to learn pshat in this Mishnah, but we'll take the simplest pshat that the Mefarshim explained. When I look at the land, I say, there's mountains, and there's the flatlands, and there's the valley down deep. So physically, there's really three different types of lands in each of the three sections. But remember, when it comes to the halacha of beer, there are only three. That's the point that the Mishnah is trying to bring out. There are three, even though physically there are nine, if you count the different types of terrain, but in Hilchas Shemitah, it works this way. If you're in the mountains of the Golo, and there are no longer any of that peri that you're about to eat for breakfast, out there in the mountains for the Chayas, you're going to say, uh-oh, I have to beer, I have to get out of my house. No, relax. If that peri is still in the valley of Golo, or in the flatlands of Golo, it's okay. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. So again, Lama Omru Shalosh Eretzes says, why are you saying that there are three when there's really nine? And for the Mishnah, yeah, if you're going to count three sets of valleys, three sets of mountains, three sets of plains, you have nine. But in terms of Hilchas Shemitah, the din is, you could eat throughout the entire Gal, throughout the entire Yehuda, throughout the entire Eivor HaYarden, at sheyichla ha'achron shabah, until that peri no longer exists on the field, regardless of where it is in that particular third of Eretz Yisrael. Even if you're on the mountain, and the peri can only be found in the valley, or the other way around. Now the Batanura explains why this is so. Chazal had a Masaira. If a deer is looking for a geshmaka lunch, and he's in Yehuda, and there's nothing left on the mountains, he'll go look on the fields, he'll go look in the valley, but he won't cross the border to Gal or Eivor HaYarden. And the din of beer is based on availability to the Chayas. So Mamela, if you're living, let's say, in the mountains of the Gal, and there are no longer that fruit on the mountains, it's not a problem, because I know the animal will continue looking in the valleys of Gal, in the flatlands or the lowlands of Gal. What he won't do is cross the border to Eivor HaYarden and so on. Rav Shimon has a different sheet. Rav Shimon says, Le'amru shalosh eretzes ela b'Yehuda. When Chazal spoke about three different lands, they were talking about Yehuda only. The three different lands are the mountains of Yehuda, the lowlands of Yehuda, and the valleys of Yehuda. And yes, if you're in Yehuda, and you're living on a mountain, and there is no longer that peri on the mountain, even if it's still there in the valley or on the flatlands, you have to beer. But that's only in Yehuda. Ushar kol hu aratzos? Well, what about I'm in the Gol? What do I do? How do I know when this man beer is? Or I'm in Eivor HaYarden? What do I do? How do I know when this man beer is? Shar kol hu aratzos kehara melech. Zokt Reb Shimon, the other aratzos, the Eretz Yisrael, you can eat the peiros as long as you still have those peiros as literally the mountains of the king, which means the mountains of Yehuda. The mountains of Yehuda, explains about Tanura, had lots of peiros, and throughout the year, they had it longer than anyone else. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, V'cholu ha'ratzes ka'achas l'zeisim ha'litmarim. Even though we said it's divided into three, according to the Tanakhama, it means The whole Eretz Yisrael is divided into three. Galil, Eber, Yad, and Yehuda. According to Reb Shimon, it means just Yehuda is divided into three. But at some point, it's divided into three. So I'm telling you, there's an exception. All the lands of Eretz Yisrael are the same. They're like one when it comes lazeisim ulatmarim to olives and dates. In other words, you can eat either olives or dates as long as you find it anywhere. You can be in the valley in Galil, and there are no more dates in Galil. No more olives in all of Galil. No more olives in all of Eivre Yarden. But there are still some in Yehuda, or in Yehuda, and there are no more olives or dates anywhere in Yehuda, anywhere in Eivre Yarden. But there are some in Galil. It's not the time of beer yet. Because Chazal had a Masaira that Zaysim and Tamarim are the exception. So if the deer is looking for, I don't know exactly what deers eat, but let's say he's looking for apples. No, he won't go from Galil to Eivre Yarden to look for his apples. He'll go from the mountains of Galil to the valleys of Galil, but he won't cross the border. But if he's looking for Zaysim and Tamarim, he'll go from all the way up north to all the way down south. So Mimela, as far as Zaysim and Tamarim are concerned, it's always available. Most Shitas understand that these last words, the din about Zaysim and Tamarim, that all of Eretz Yisrael is one, is not just the sheet of Reb Shimon, it's according to everybody. From the Batanur, it's mashma shtickle that only Reb Shimon says this, and that's somewhat of a shayla that's discussed over here. So, chazring over our Mishnah. Why are you telling me three lands if there are really nine? So the Mishnah answers, at least according to the pshat that we learned, that even though, physically speaking, there are nine, because there are three sets of valleys, three sets of mountains, and three sets of plains, but in Hilchas Shmita and Hilchas Bir, there are only three. You can eat in all of Yehuda if there are still any left in Yehuda. You can eat in all of Galil if there are still any left in the Galil. And you can eat in all of Eivre HaYarden if there are still any left in Eivre HaYarden. If Shimon disagrees, if Shimon says, the only time we say it's divided into three is Yehuda. Yehuda is the biggest. And over there we say, no, there's nothing left on the mountains. You have to do beer on the mountains. Nothing left in the valley. You have to do beer in the valley. Nothing left on the plains. You have to do beer on the plains. Only in Yehuda is it divided into three. As far as the rest of Eretz Yisrael is concerned, look at the mountains of Yehuda. They have it the longest. As long as they still have the peiri, you don't have to take it out of your house. And then the Mishnah told us, when it comes to Zaysim and to Tamarim, to olives and to dates, here's the exception. All of Eretz Yisrael is considered one. You can live all the way up north if there are still olives and dates down south or the other way around. Yes, the animal will wander to look for it, and therefore it's still available for the Chayesh Abasada. And as long as you have any left in Eretz Yisrael, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to do beer yet.